Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 344 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined by playwright Christopher Diaz as we talk a little free scenes. So we'll get into that discussion just after these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun. Hey, IDSers, I'm joined by playwright Christopher Diaz, and we're going to talk a little bit about kind of a online project, if you will, you've got going on. So, hi, Christopher, how are you? Welcome.
Good, how's it going?
Good, good. So, I came across this whole idea that you had about free scenes, because you tweeted out, you know, actors get ready and stuff, and when I'm not dominating the podcast airwaves, an actor is what I am. So, kind of piqued my interest. So, tell me a little bit about the project and kind of what sparked it, and is there an end goal thing in mind? So
yeah, so where do we start? So the project, I guess we start, is I have I think like a lot of playwrights probably do, I have a bunch of scenes, short scenes, that I've written for one-off events and for playwriting groups that I've been a part of, that have been performed maybe one time and then never seen the light of day, or some that have never seen the light of day at all. Mm-hmm. And they're just sitting around in a drawer somewhere, or a virtual drawer somewhere. And so I wanted to do something with them. And trying to think of what to do, because there's not always a lot of places where you are going to submit a one-minute play or a monologue that's not connected to anything else. So I was writing and procrastinating, which is how most things get done in my world, trying to figure out something to do with a couple of these scenes, and I decided I was just going to put them online. I have a Tumblr account. I always start like new blogs and new Tumblrs when I'm bored, and I don't know what to do with them. So I had this Tumblr account that I was sort of posting like weird videos from like Jackass or something on, and decided that I was gonna put something up. So I basically took the scenes, put them up on the net, on the Tumblr account, and then asked people basically to do whatever the hell they wanted to do with them. You know, you can use them in auditions, you can use them in a show, whatever you want to do with them. But the main thing that I asked is just give credit. And more importantly, what I'd love to see is people recording them, putting them up on YouTube, and sharing them, and then me being able to share them right there on the Tumblr. It's kind of a riff, I guess, on like Louis C.K., the way he's been putting, you know, his stuff for free up and then just sort of asking people to be nice about it and not steal it. Like, kind of want to do the same thing, but do something with something that actors and other artists can run with.
Now, I've seen a couple of the responses, but I how has overall the response been to kind of this challenge, I guess, for lack of a better term?
It's been really good. I mean, it's a new thing. I think a lot of people are finding out about it, and I think a lot of people get really excited about it and then go away from it. You still have to, you know, come up with a plan, and you have to come up with a video. Some people are editing theirs, which is cool. Some people are shooting it on their webcam. A playwright friend of mine, Tasha Gordon Solomon, has recorded a few of them on her webcam, one of which she basically put on a tiara and read both parts straightforward, and it's kind of one of my favorite ones that people have submitted. So, you know, there's all different degrees of, like, production value. There's a couple of actors in Wisconsin, I think one of whom was an actor at Actors Theatre of Louisville, Prentice Company. It always comes back to Actors Theatre of Louisville. So. He brought it out to a friend of his that he's doing Shakespeare with in Wisconsin, and they've done all three of the videos that we've posted so far, and we've actually taken two of them and combined them into sort of a regular story and a prequel. It's been kind of amazing. So, you know, I think also some people may be looking at the really impressive stuff that's gone up and thinking, like, oh, I got to spend time and get it right. And what we're really hoping for is just people grab a camera and you know, themselves or their friends or Usman Ali, who did Chad Deedy in Chicago and New York, she grabbed his dog and performed one with his dog, which is always wonderful. So, you know, that kind of stuff is fun. And it's been just really exciting to watch people go crazy. We've had Legos, we've had a really great, we have one, somebody wrote a song based on one of the pieces. So just, you know, it's the creative juices get flowing, I guess, and that's all you can ask for.
Well, cool. So how long does this, I mean, is there an end, not an end date, but I mean, do you, what's, is it just gonna go till you stop putting stuff up, or I mean, what are you getting inspiration? I mean, what gets you, what do you get out of this, I guess, is what I'm trying to say in a less poetic form, maybe.
I get out of it, like, I get to see people do my stuff, which is awesome. And, like, you know, I've been writing some commissions, and I've been trying to break into television, and I'm doing all of the, like, boring is not the right word, all of the lonely part of writing right now. Not working with anybody.
Right.
And this has been really great. I mean, we're getting videos, you know, from people who I know, people who I don't know, people all over the country. Hopefully, eventually, it'll be people all over the world. So it's like I'm collaborating with folks. And that's the big thing. That's the goal. I mean, I think it'll probably keep going as long as I have, as long as I still have scenes. I'm going to try eventually to start writing some new scenes. In an ideal situation, I would love to sort of go, like, full Chuck Me and put a play or two up there that people could go ahead and produce and infuse it. But that's a little, it's a little bit of a hard sell to agents. And probably to my wife as well. And it's a little trickier than just sort of straightforwardly putting it up. But the hope someday would be just sort of create more and more things that folks can you know, use as a jumping off point to create more and more things in their own.
Cool. So let's spell out how people can kind of be involved. So the Tumblr address is theheavylifting.tumblr.com.
Yep, exactly. And I just I'm not technologically illiterate, but I'm old, so I don't know how to use things like Tumblr until recently. So I just actually figured out how to redirect all of the tagged posts to its own page. So when you go to theheavylifting.tumblr.com, there's now a link that says click here for free scenes, and that takes you right to the free scenes page. You have to dig back a little bit in the history to see the scenes themselves. But right now there's three scenes up. There's a play called Julia and Eric, which was originally written for a couple of actresses of Louisville interns, acting apprentices. There's a play called Gazpacho, which was originally, it's a one-minute play originally written for Dominic D'Andrea's one-minute play festival. And there's a monologue called Shoes, which was originally inspired by one of my favorite actors in the world, Stephanie Beatrice, who is coincidentally now this upcoming television season going to appear on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the Andy Samberg top show comedy. Mm-hmm. And she's sort of a rock star. So, but that doesn't answer your question. The question is, there, you go on there, you dig back in the archive. The themes are printed right there. You print them out, copy and paste, or whatever you want to do with it. Shoot your video. Post them on YouTube is the easiest way, and then send me the link. You can either send me the link via Twitter, or you can send the link. I think there's an ask or submit page right on the Tumblr, and send them, and I'll put them up, and then that's pretty much the whole thing.
Cool, cool. Well, I have you ever considered writing a radio play?
I would love to write a radio play. I think some of these actually might work as radio plays.
Cool. Yeah, because that's
I've never sort of taken advantage of the full, like, fully artist thing, which is, I think, kind of the coolest part of radio plays.
Well, we just, what I've done, I've started the IDS Summer Rep this summer, and we've done a couple of radio plays. One a month. It's going to be kind of cool. Speaking of the Foley stuff, you've got to figure, like, it's the challenge. Okay, I need something to sound like X. Maybe Y and Z rubbed together, thrown against the wall, will sound like X. That's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
So it works out good.
It's amazing, fun challenge. It's such a cool, just like, opportunity now to use the internet to, like, revisit old things, you know, old styles, old genres, new styles, genres, whatever, and just, like, you know, see what they mean and see how people can contribute. So I think that sounds like a great way to do it too.
So while I've got you, give me a, I know you got some Chad Deedy's going around the country still. So what's going on with Chad Deedy and what's next for you?
Oh man, Chad Deedy is currently in Sacramento at Capitol Stage. Hopefully by the time this makes it to the air, it'll still be running. I think there's maybe a week left. I think maybe it goes August 10th. It's going to be a couple other places, which I can't think of right now. There's one, I think, in Tempe, Arizona, I think, coming up this season, a couple more this season. I've got Welcome to Arroyo is my first. The first play I ever wrote is going to be at Tufts University in Boston in October. We're doing a big Latino Arts Festival built around that. That's in Boston. It's going to be super cool. And I have The Unfortunates, which is the musical that I helped to write, currently up at Oregon Shakes, and people are absolutely loving it. I can say that because I'm only part of the writing team and most of the heavy lifting. Tumblr.com. Most of the heavy lifting of that was done by the other writers, Rami and John, Ian, Casey, who are up there performing in the show. You can go to Oregon Shakespeare Festival's website to see more information about that. Highly, highly recommend checking that one out. It's a musical and it's amazing.
Cool, cool. So any redacted things that can be unredacted? It's your chance. I can talk about it now, but I got cast as the one male part in the Children's Hour. But when she told me, she said, you can't tell anybody. So I as an homage to you, I tweeted out, I've just been cast in redacted as the part of redacted.
It's fun. It's like you get a lot of intrigue on Twitter. Well, congratulations to you on that. I can't share my redacted. I don't think some of them, they're redacted because sometimes they go away. So some of them have gone away. Sometimes some of them have stayed. I mean, I think I mentioned at the beginning, I've been trying to work on some television things, and that's been fun. I have something, I'll say this, I have something coming up in Chicago later this year, which I can't announce yet, but it'll be in Chicago in December, I think. And I'm working on a project for the Public Theater. No idea, Public Theater in New York, no idea if, when will ever see the light of day, but that is sort of one of the redactions that's going on as well.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, thanks. Thanks for stopping by. And again, free scenes at, give me the Tumblr address again.
TheHeavyLifting.tumblr.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Hey, actors. Want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah. Use your name as your domain name. Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that.
Just another way you get buzzed by the inexplicable dumb show.
Well, that's it. I'd like to thank Christopher Diaz again for stopping by and chatting about his whole Free Scenes project on his Tumblr, theheavylifting.tumblr.com. That information, of course, will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode of The Inexplicable Dumb Show. If you want to be part of The Inexplicable Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter @inexplicableds. Follow the show and understand and hear the latest comings and goings and goings on here at The Inexplicable Dumb Show. Next week, who knows? It'll be an exciting adventure. So until next week, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Hey, this is Christopher Diaz. Please support the IGF by clicking on the web hosting donations accepted. I think I got that right. Web hosting donations accepted button. So I can be on the show 6 or 7 or 8 more times. That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres, perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats, instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.